This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
7 o'clock on 97.3 The Fan, and a good Friday morning to everyone out there. All of our tier ones in the audience, except for one guy, Alan in New Guinea. Happy Saturday morning to you.
Oh my God, it is Saturday.
It is now Saturday. You said he starts, the show starts at 11 p.m. So now it's midnight.
It's game day,
baby. So
game day. Oh my God,
Alan, let us know who wins because you're going to be way ahead of us.
So good.
And, you know, Woods can make a little extra change on the game
because
you're so far ahead of us. So,
like back to the future, too.
Yeah. Rod in the chat says, my son's listening to 97.3 from Japan, serving our great country. That is awesome. Thank you, Rod, and thank you, Rod's son in Japan, serving our country right now. So all the tier ones looking forward to it. I saw the news yesterday, and I knew you wouldn't be happy about it, but Fox has assigned Joe Davis and John Smoltz, not surprisingly, as the announcers for the Padres-Dodgers games in this series.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
There was some discussion, obviously, Joe Davis being the Dodgers announcer. Is he going to be impartial, biased toward the Dodgers? In my opinion, and I heard, you know, I heard Tony and Chris talking about this yesterday, they don't have as big of an issue with Joe as you do.
I don't. So just to clarify,
you just,
for me, if he was the Reds or if he was the Tigers, he is not pleasing.
He's a competent baseball announcer.
Sure.
You just don't particularly like
his style of broadcasting. I swear to on my kids. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's with the Dodgers. Now, I mean, like, look, I liked Vin Scully. Vin Scully was fantastic. He was a Dodgers broadcaster. He's a legend. I mean, how could you not like Vin, right?
Honestly,
his voice drives me nuts.
I almost,
That's where it stops.
I feel almost bad for Joe here. Put the shoe on the other foot. Let's say that it was Padres Dodgers.
Yeah.
But it was on TBS and they said, Don, you're doing the games, but you have to
play it down the middle.
You have to play it down the middle. I feel like that would be so hard for Don Orsillo to then tone it down. Like, you know, Nando is
Ben and Woods, you're doing a national pre and post game show for this game.
Be down the middle.
Sirius XM, you got to be down the middle.
That's a tough ask.
It is a tough ask. It really is.
And I honestly, I think because of Joe's very you know,
vanilla
nature, he can pull it off.
He's
if,
done
if
it.
If there's an announcer he can, he can pull it off. Yeah. And there's a long home run by Jackson Merrill of the San Diego Padres.
So,
Don could, I don't know, could he turn it off?
He could
turn it off
for
the Padres,
Don's a freaking pro.
He's that good.
He's that good, dude.
Yeah, he can do it.
So, somebody played the clip yesterday. I said, oh, now I get why you guys don't like Joe Davis. And Joe called the Bryce Harper home run off of Robert Suarez. And huge. Obviously, huge moment. It was a massive moment. And he called it very excitedly, as he should, because of the moment it was. And it was, oh, he's biased. So then they played the moment. There was a pass ball. I think it was in the Mets series. Azokar scores. No, it was the Phillies game. Azokar scores. Tie ball game. Called it perfectly for the Padres. You would have thought he was a Padres broadcaster as well. It's not that he's with the Dodgers. His voice bugs me. That's it. That's where it starts and stops. He puts me to sleep. That's why I call him Sleepy Joe. He puts me to sleep. When I'm listening to their games, I'm like, it's just different. And you know, you get used to your guys. You get used to a certain sound in your ears every night. He's just not. What I don't get is why they said, you're the heir apparent. Like, you're the national guy. Because, bro, There's Jason Benetti's out there. Like, there's a ton of dudes that can call really, really good games. That's it. That's where it starts and stops. I was actually maybe going to
save this for Don't Do This, but I want to bring it up now because Al Michaels has been getting a ton of criticism on Thursday Night Football for people who are going, yeah, you're low energy. Where's the excitement in the calls? And he actually went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and kind of responded to that question. He goes, well, I don't scream the game at you. I don't holler the game at you. Never have. You have to save it for the big moments. You know, Gus Johnson will scream a game at you. Every single moment, he's going to scream. And some people absolutely
love that.
I know you like Gus.
I like Gus a lot.
He screams it at you. But, you know, Al says if it's 4-2 and you're yelling, where do you go for 102 to 101? Where do you go? You got to leave some room. CeeDee Lamb scores a touchdown. What am I supposed to do? Scream my guts out. Some people say yes. Some people say no. It's a stylistic choice. He says it's a 60-minute game. If you scream your guts out in the first 3 minutes, where are you going for the next 57? I think that makes some sense to me in terms of,
guys,
you know,
we're
holding something in reserve for the truly special moments.
Let's not get to a place where we are ripping on Al Michaels for being, you know, doing football. I saw somebody yesterday ripping on Bob Costas for doing baseball. And it's like, this guy has called some of the biggest moments in the game's history. He is a legend, and he's still very good at it. So again, I just, for the Dodger fans out there, it's not because he's a Dodger broadcaster. I just don't find him entertaining, and I don't find it very pleasing in my ears, you know, at all. And you throw in an Oral Hershiser with Joe Davis, and it's just smarmy.
But in the regular season, right? With the Dodgers games.
But then you throw in a John Smoltz, who you're like, you hate baseball, bro. I don't know why you're even doing this. It just feels to me, I don't care about bias or anything like that. I really don't. I think it'll be a fair broadcast. I know what to expect from Smoltz, and I think I know what to expect from Joe Davis now, and I'm going to have to take an Adderall just to get through the game.
Counterpoint, just for the sake of the discussion, who knows the Padres better than Joe Davis?
Right.
Of all the national broadcasters to choose from.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. He's seen them more. But somebody made the point, give me Matty V. And I know he worked here many, 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 many moons ago.
God, he'd be great.
But Matty V.
Bro,
Josh Lewin is out there. He is a phenomenal baseball man. Like, there's so many guys. I wouldn't mind a different rotation every day.
We talked about this a while back, and somebody messaged us yesterday and asked, hey, maybe a stupid question, but why don't we get Don and Mudd in the playoffs?
Right.
Well, the easy answer is because these networks are paying a ridiculous amount.
Sure.
They're
going to
have
their
national guys doing it. But couldn't we get to a point where we don't necessarily need as many of the national guys, where Fox, ESPN, whatever, give out one day, you know, contracts or whatever, just at-will contracts to the team employees, the home team guys. I don't care.
At will employment. Like, and not, have two different broadcasts.
You don't need Don and
Mudd
for all five games, yeah. But when they're in San Diego, you get Don and Mudd. And then when it goes up to L.A., you get their guys. When you go to Philly, you get their guys.
You could get John Kruk and Dan Shulman or whatever. It would be phenomenal. And then when you go to New York, you get Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez and Ron Darling.
They're like, Bally Sports employees or whatever. All season long, and for a couple of days in October, they're ESPN employees.
I would love
Fox
it.
Employees.
I would love it more than
just
anybody.
The, like the separate audio channel, like they do with Apple, where you can listen to whoever you want, watch the game on, TBS or Fox, but the audio you can switch it over. I don't know. Maybe it's.
I do. I mean,
the sponsors pay for certain things that need to be read. I don't know how it works business wise.
I don't either. But yeah, an at will or a separate channel. All right, let me ask Padres fans this. $19.99, you pay. And you get a broadcast with Mudd and Don? Done.
Yeah.
It's done. Pay-per-view.
There'd be a market for that. There'd be a market for that for sure, though. Yeah. But I mean, if the rights holder is getting that money.
The rights holder is getting some of that money.
Then maybe, that's what... Yeah.
In football, I have 17 different broadcasts I can watch. I've got the analytics nerds in one room. I've got Peyton Manning and his brother talking to Ice Cube on another channel.
You got a kids broadcast on Nickelodeon.
Are those not conflicts?
Yeah, they are. So they can be done. It clearly can be done. All right, we need a contestant for Take on Woods. You want to call right now, 833-288-0973. Play our musical trivia challenge and qualify for a prize coming up. I'll let you know what that is in a second. 833-288-0973. By the way, here is your schedule for tomorrow's Division Series game. Starts at 10:08 with the Tigers and Guardians, Game 1 on TBS, True TV. And for you streamers out there, you can get that on Max. And Brian Anderson and Jeff Francoeur, who we just had on the show, will be calling that series from Cleveland, Games 1 and 2. And then at 1:08 on Fox, the Mets and the Phillies, Game 1 of that series. Oof. Zach Wheeler on the mound for the Phillies in that one, and your broadcasters for Game 1 of that series are Adam Amin and AJ Prezinski.
That's tough.
And then at the third...
I know that's your guy now because you go on a show all the time.
I have been on a show.
That's a tough one.
Third game is 3:38, back to TBS and Max, Royals and Yankees, Michael Wacha against Garrett Cole. That's Bob Costas and Ron Darling.
Fantastic.
And then you get the Padres game at 5:38 on FS1 with Joe Davis and John Smoltz. So that's your lineup for tomorrow. All right, you ready? I see some people calling in. Let's get to it. It is time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right. Take on Woods, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Let's go to, is this Jim? Or maybe not. Caller? Who's this?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, we can hear you. Can
you're
you hear
very
us?
Quiet.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I'm Jim.
Jim, do you want to play Take on Woods? Do you have any musical trivia knowledge? Are you going to be able to get this done for us?
Probably not.
All right. Then let's just stay
on hold, Jim.
Stay on hold. We'll keep the phone lines open. 833-288-0973. This isn't a game for everyone. I do understand that. That's why we play like Real or Fake on Thursdays. I try to open it up. Sometimes we just give away prizes to callers, but if you're just calling in to win a prize and you're trying to do it by taking on Woods, but you don't know music very well, you're not going to win the prize. You're just going to kind of make a fool of yourself. All right, let's go to... Okay, I know. Let's go to Guy. Guy, I know you know how to play.
I know Guy's calling in for Take on Woods.
Guy, you have snuck in. Sorry, Jim.
Why not? Always there, for a backup, right?
Yeah, all right. And your prize on the line today is actually those Clippers tickets that Woods was talking about at Front Wave Arena to see Kawhi and Norman Powell coming to the very first game, first basketball game at the brand-new Front Wave Arena in Oceanside. So that's what you're playing for today. Here are your category choices for Take on Woods. Family trip, five songs and artists that have something to do with taking a trip. Say what? Five song titles to begin with the word what. And what's up? That's five song titles to begin with the word what's. So those are kind of similar. Family trip, say what or what's up? Guy, what would you like to play?
Let's try the what.
Not say what. All right, five song titles. They begin with the word what. 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. I know you know how to play, so let's just get to this one. 60 seconds on the clock. Paul, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Guy. Let's take on Woods.
What I Like About You, The Romantic.
Correct. It's the question asked by Hathaway in his 1993 club hit spoofed in a famous SNL skit. What is Love? Correct. Michael McDonald co-wrote, sings, and won multiple Grammy Awards for which 1978 Doobie Brothers classic about a man who just can't face reality.
Pass.
Christina Aguilera swapped out the word needs in the final title of which single from her 1999 debut album that became her second straight number one hit following Genie in a Bottle?
Pass.
Which 1978 signature song by Miami's Bobby Caldwell was sampled by Tupac Shakur for his final posthumously released single in 1998?
No idea.
All right, go back to Michael McDonald. Co-wrote, sings, and won multiple Grammy Awards for which 1978... Oh, time's up. We got two. What I Like About You by The Romantics and What Is Love. It got a little harder after that. What a Fool Believes... You know I like that one. What a Girl Wants, What a Girl Needs, Christina Aguilera, and What You Won't Do for Love is Bobby Caldwell. So let's bring Woods in after a little bit of a delay there. We've got Guy's score locked in. Stay on the line, Guy.
Guy?
Yeah, well, we had Jim, but Jim admitted he doesn't know music, and we just decided, let's just call some for someone else.
That's right.
All right, 60 seconds back on the clock. No category for Woods. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Guy.
It's What I Like About You by The Romantics.
Correct. It's the question asked by Hathaway in his 1993
What Is Love?
Correct. Michael McDonald co-wrote, sings, and won multiple...
What a Fool Believes.
Correct. Christina Aguilera swapped out the word needs in the final title.
What a Girl Wants.
Correct. Which 1978 signature song by Miami's Bobby Caldwell was sampled by Tupac Shakur for his final posthumously released single in 1998. Get a lot of time for this one. We went so fast on the first
one. What something.
It
what?
Is. You figured it out.
What?
Tupac. What?
Damn it. I'm out. I don't know.
What You Won't Do for Love, but you win 4-2. So
right.
No worries on that one. Guy, thank you for playing. You can try sometime later in the month of October. All right. We got that category done.
Good.
Now we've got
a taint.
Yeah, you could have guessed. It probably is never going to be right, though,
no.
If you keep guessing that. Don't Do This is coming up next. I don't know if you think it's a don't or a do, but I know a lot of people are excited about something that was announced yesterday that is coming to Petco Park in 2025.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I think it's a do this.
Okay, that's what I thought,
too. I think
too.
It's absolutely a
do
this. Yeah.
I thought so, too, but I wasn't sure about your... total feelings on it.
Can we talk geo ticketing and don't do this?
Yes, we absolutely can talk geo.
I can't believe we've waited this long.
Geo restricted ticketing as well.
God.
Coming up next after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
I'm going to give myself the first don't do this today because I forgot to mention earlier when we were kind of setting the menu that we have Kyle Glazier coming in studio for the second half of the program.
Yeah,
a little
buddy.
Bit after 8 o'clock,
Love
he's going to be with us. Obviously, we got Jordan Schusterman from Sesame's Family Barbecue right at 8, but then Kyle's going to be sitting in with us from Baseball America talking Padres, Dodgers, and MLB playoffs. And looking forward to having
did
Kyle
we set
in
any
studio.
Any of the guests for today?
No, I don't think we did. Actually, we also have Bob Scanlon,
Scanman, the
on
big
a Friday. Yeah, Mike Schilt's manager's report, just based on their scheduling and everything. He's going to come on a little bit later again today, I believe, with Tony and Chris. Is that the plan?
Yes,
I think so.
That is the plan. So you will get Mike Schilt later today in our manager's report.
I texted Schilty and said, "Hey, sorry, you know, sorry that we're going to miss you tomorrow. Just wish you, you know, great job on the Atlanta series. Good luck on Saturday." And he wrote back, "Yeah, man, thank you. I really wanted to sleep in." And I go, Shildy, I have that thought every single day of my life. We just wanted to give you a fist bump." And he wrote back a fist bump and all
living
good.
That Michael King lifestyle.
Yeah,
today.
Sleep until 10. You know, which is fine. He deserves it, man. I don't know how anybody can sleep right now, but you know he does this a lot, so this is just trying to treat it like another game. But excited to hear him on with the fellas in the afternoon.
All right, you wanted to talk about the geo ticketing story.
Let's talk about it. Why, yeah. Number one, why was it such a big story? And number two, the responses I saw to it were jarring, shocking, jarring. So again, let's talk about why.
This happened 2 years ago.
This happened 2 years ago. Basically, what the Padres want to do is to fill Petco Park with Padres fans, right?
Well, they already have.
They have.
The tickets are sold out. I think there's a misunderstanding as to what is going on here. I get why people think that. I mean, some teams, you know, including the football team at some point who played here, would not like the look of, you know, 35,000 Raiders fans. So they tried to, like, hey, if you want to buy a ticket to this game, you got to buy a ticket to three other games that you don't care about to try to keep other fan bases out.
Because who doesn't want to come here to visit?
That's not the case, though, for this game. They've already sold almost all of their tickets to Padres fans. There were 1,000, like, left. Potters just want to make sure that their fans get that
chance.
First opportunity. They could sell another 50,000 tickets to Padres fans if they wanted. It's not that there's just so many Dodgers fans and not enough Padres fans to go around. They're just providing a little bit of a firewall to help Padres fans actually get those tickets
sure.
and not be flooded with other people who, you know, haven't been here all season. This is a chance for Padres fans to get their tickets. They're not worried that, you know, the Padres fans don't have interest in this game
yeah,
and they
correct.
Need to keep Dodgers fans out. That's not the case at all.
Well, the funny thing is all you have how many sellouts this year?
56.
56 sellouts this year at Petco Park. Which means you didn't play the Dodgers 56 times, right? Because all I've heard since we started covering the team is, well, you guys would never sell out if it wasn't for Dodger fans, right? So now they say you can't sell out your stadium without Dodger fans. We do it 56 times. And we say, oh, okay, well, we're gonna block you guys from getting tickets. By the way, you can still get tickets on the second party, third party resellers and all that, Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, all that. And then they get mad. Then they call us cowards for doing that. If we wanted to make sure the stadium was full, wouldn't it then be open to everyone? You guys not see the logic that we're working with here?
Hey, Dodgers, if you think if there is 20,000 empty seats at Petco Park that would have been filled by Dodgers fans,
go ahead
and crow on Wednesday morning.
I promise you.
When Petco Park is half empty. Otherwise, you're talking a lot about nothing you know about.
That's exactly right. Well, number one. And number two, your stadium isn't sold out for Saturday or Sunday. There are an ass load of tickets available. Yeah. Worry about selling out that place, and then you can worry about what tickets you can and can't get here. Again, we don't need you to sell it out. We've done it 56 times without you. We didn't play you guys 56 home games. Trust me, we didn't. Nothing's like Petco Park. Nothing. Don't need your help. Don't want your help.
Potters just drew like close to 140,000 for the 100, like for the White Sox.
Right. The White Sox
set a record.
Correct.
Three game series.
So yeah, I mean you gotta logically, if they had trouble selling tickets, it would be open to you. We don't. We don't have any trouble. Huh?
We're good.
We're fine. We don't need you. Like, we don't need your help to sell tickets. Thanks for coming in, spending your money in the gas lamp, doing the things, the hotels, everything else. It's great. That being said, we don't need you to sell out. And you can even say, we don't need you to sell out anymore. Because that maybe used to be the case. But times have changed. Things have changed. Little brother grew up a little bit.
All right, finally a little doo-doo this before our roundtable.
D-D mega doo-doo.
And I saw so much interest and excitement, I thought I'd include it here as a do-do this. Coming to Petco Park next September, September 5th and 6th, just announced on their 2025 World Tour, the Savannah Bananas
will be
here in town for the very first time. They're going to be playing their unique brand of banana ball at 18 different Major League Baseball stadiums and 3 football stadiums. In 2025, last year they played in front of 1 million fans around the country. They expect to play in front of 2 million fans next year. And they say their wait list is at 3 million right now. They expect every game, even in these big stadiums, to be completely sold out. They have established a lottery on their website. If you are interested in getting tickets to these Savannah Bananas games, you have to like put your name in the lottery drawing for the opportunity to buy tickets to the Savannah. These guys have become huge.
I got an email yesterday as I was at home, and I'll be honest with you, I was on the toilet, and I was checking my email, and I said, Savannah Bananas, what? I didn't sign up for anything like that. So I walk out, I go, did you sign me up for this? She goes, yeah, they're coming to Petco Park. And I go, why did you sign me up? She goes, I was trying to get as many emails.
Two entries into the lottery.
My wife is elated, and I did ask her, I said, now, is this something... And I started to do the preamble. Is this something? And she goes, you don't have to come. I'll take the kids. I said, oh, all right.
Maybe a Clippers training camp or something.
So if you're not familiar with the Bananas, we've talked about it before. We've had their manager on.
Yeah.
But some of the little, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters a little bit, but for baseball where they do some routines. They play a game, but they also do routines and skits, and you know, there's some comedy involved. If a fan catches a foul ball in the stands, it counts as an out.
They're huge.
They
man.
Just added another rule, the golden batter, allowing each team one opportunity to deploy any hitter from any spot in the lineup at any time they want.
I probably will go. I think
the Dodgers wish they had that rule. Oh.
Oh, yeah, here's Golden Batter, here he is. Like, son of a
bitch. Coming up again.
I will probably end up going. We tried to watch a little bit on TV, and Bo was kind of into it. Taylor was into it, so I'll go with him. It should be fun. I mean, it's Petco Park. You'll probably see Peeve. You know, you'll probably see some legends out there, too. So.
Trevor Hoffman going to come out or something.
Fans are allowed to challenge calls. That could be a problem in a 45,000 seat stadium.
Yeah, I will probably go. If we get tickets, I mean, again, it's going to be pretty heavy. I remember when they played up in like San Clemente or something, and we had the guy on, and we had the PR person's name, and I said, can I buy four tickets? Like, my kids are dying to go. This is a couple years ago.
Who do you think you are?
The guy literally, like, laughed at me. He's like, yeah, no, sorry, pal. No chance.
If a pitcher throws, like, a wild pitch, like, on the first, like, 0-0 count, you can steal first. Like, take off and try to grab first base before they throw you out. If you're walked, instead of walking to first, you sprint around the bases as far as you can get until they throw the ball to every fielder.
Yeah.
It's kind of a crazy form of baseball.
It's a dynamite drop in here from Sweet D619 in the chat. Says, Woodsy had the thinnest legs at the round table yesterday. Don't skip leg day, Mr. Woods. I really don't skip leg day. I mean, we're not all blessed like Ben with giant, thunderous calves. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, we've got another round table coming up next with some incredibly handsome people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder.
That you set up.
I do have bird legs. There's nothing I can do about it. You know?
But, yeah, you invited all of my television competitors to join us in our next segment. Yeah, presumably to talk some Padres.
Yeah, talk some Padres. Talk some San Diego sports.
Yeah. So we've got, who do we have? We have Darnay.
Jake.
Trip, Jake Garagnani.
And Julian.
And Julian Delgadio.
Yeah. Can't wait.
All going to join us when we come back with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. Oh, I see a waiting room full of very handsome and talented people.
Look at this, man. This is how you do it.
San Diego Television's finest getting ready to join us on our Ben and Woods roundtable coming up here. This segment of Ben and Woods, hence this roundtable, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football, and B-Dubs is kicking off football season with two limited-time sauces. Their new Buffalo Bacon Sauce for bold notes of smoky bacon, or get the fan favorite hot barbecue before it's gone. Try them at your local B-Dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. We got Jake, we got Darnay, we got Julian. All standing by to join us after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Guess what? Not a single one of them is wearing a tie this morning because it's the morning and we all like to be casual. But let's welcome everybody into this roundtable. I see Julian Delgadio from Fox 5. Julian, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on here,
it's
guys.
It's great to have you, Julian. I see Darnay Tripp from NBC7. Hello, Darnay.
I was so excited that Julian's mic wasn't working as of like 15 seconds
ago. Like he just got it going.
I'm so bummed out we can hear him. Oh my gosh.
And I see Jake G from CBS 8 because none of us know how to actually pronounce his last name. So why don't you do it for us, Jake?
I feel like it's safer to just go with Jake G, but yeah, Garagnani works as well.
Garagnani.
That's safe. That's safe.
I would have never guessed.
There's an extra G in there that's silent.
Every morning. I'm not sure how you do this every morning.
You know what, man? I was talking to the guy at the gas station this morning, and he said, heading into work. I go, yep. And I said, you're obviously here. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I wouldn't have it any other way. I said, me neither. I said, it's Friday, and at 10:03, my ass is in the car, and I am going home, and I am done. I am done for the day. I mean, you know, I got a family to raise and all that, but essentially, I'm done with work at 10:03. You can't really beat it, fellas. Well, thanks for joining us. We've had a lot of fun talking this week. We wanted to make Ben a little uncomfortable. Ben, are you uncomfortable?
Not at all. How could I be uncomfortable?
Look at these guys.
These guys.
I know.
They're all friendly.
Super
They're all
friendly.
Smiling. They were all nice enough to come on the show today.
Let me start with Julian. So, Julian, you've been in town for how long working in San Diego sports?
Shoot, a little bit over 4 years now.
Okay.
It's been pretty amazing, you know.
It is.
I love San Diego.
It's great, great, great city. I've been here 15 years in February, never want to go anywhere else. And I wanted to ask you, so Ben Higgins, now you guys, you know, knew Ben Higgins is the, like, the elder statesman of of television sport.
Where's my cane?
Is he an intimidating fellow? Like, the first time you walk in a... the first time you walk in a presser, and there's Ben Higgins over there looking... He can look a little surly at times.
What?
Give us your impression.
You know, I actually thought the first time I saw Ben, and anytime I see Ben, I know there's six more weeks of baseball ahead because it's usually near the beginning of the season. Anytime I see Darnay, it's six more weeks of winter.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Darnay, let's see. How long have you been in town now?
Going on 6 years for me, yeah. A little bit.
And Jake, what about you?
Like nine now.
All right.
Nine magical years. I've only been on TV for like four, though.
All right, what's cool, and this is, I think you guys are lucky, actually, because...
You know him, and he's there to blaze the trail.
No, I mean, because what has happened with the Padres, you know, with Peter Seidler and in these last couple of years, it was kind of bleak for us sportscasters for a while. You know, after the Chargers left, and the Padres were kind of perennial last place team, and... You know, the Aztecs were starting to get good in basketball, but this is what you live for, right, as a sportscaster. Big events, playoffs, October, people actually caring about what you guys have to say, Darnay. It makes a difference. It makes the job a little more fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt. Like, when people are excited, when people are engaged, it makes the job a lot more fun. And I even think just, you know, it's changed since I got here in January of 2019. You know, there was starting to be some excitement around the Padres developing with Manny, with Tatis and those guys. And obviously it's grown, you know, pretty much every single year. But yeah, you mentioned the Aztecs kind of being back to like a perennial NCAA tournament team, the excitement now around the football program. And then, you know, the Loyal started a year later. The Wave came a couple years after that. Now you got MLS. And so the shift that obviously began in like 2017, you know, maybe things stalled out for a couple years, but it's really grown the last few years. And it's been a fun thing to kind of be able to observe and in some small way be a part of.
Now, Darnay, has Ben always been nice to you? That's what I want. That's the info I want. Everybody. I want to know Ben out in the wild. Like, look, because being in the media, you are competing. You're competing for eyeballs. You're competing for ears. You're competing for ratings, all of that. Radio people are the worst. We hate everyone. Yeah. If you're on another station, we give you the, what's up?
If Ben arranged a radio roundtable with a bunch of our competitors and surprised Woods with it on the air, it'd be the end of Ben and Woods.
It would be a full-scale brawl. And I don't know what it is about. Maybe we're
all so nice. I would think, like, if Darnay asked, hey, can you fill in for me on NBC 7 tonight? I'm like, fine. What? It's fine. We can do this. We can interchange. There's no problem. I mean, we're all really friendly.
I might take you up on that. Yeah.
We're all really friendly.
You know, I feel like it's broadcaster's camaraderie. You know, I think that we all have the same deadlines and the same storylines and all that other stuff. You guys have a crazy wake up, though. I got up to go to workout at 6 so I could be fully alert for this at 7. Mm-hmm. So very San Diego move, I think.
Yeah, very much.
Not
so.
Me. I did not get up to work out. What people don't realize about the TV folks, though, this is what's funny, is like, first of all, the first time I met Ben, people don't realize Ben's like 7'4".
He's
so he's like
huge.
This gigantic human being.
Yes.
Darnay is also like 6'11". So you get around these guys. Julian's like an Adonis. And then, like, you know, us normal people on TV come wheeling up to these gigantic, beautiful looking folks. And you're like, I don't know if I really belong here. So for me, fitting in was easy. You just kind of... hit in the back corner until Darnay comes and approaches you, you know?
Says the guy of the three of us that might have the best hair.
Yeah, best hair.
And look, I'm looking at his arms now.
Nice,
he's tatted
big arms, tatted up. He looks sharp.
I don't see this Jake on television. This is great.
Yeah, I have to cover it. I'm fully tattooed, by the way. Just a heads up.
I just wonder, like, you know, you get in the scrum and there's Ben, he's got his microphone and you're there. You guys are all getting the same stuff. It never gets heated Ben, you've never been like, God, there's Julian, get out of my way, Julian. I need to get this spot.
I mean, you know, when
I do that all the time, actually.
There's a certain element of the positioning when you're trying to stick your mic flag and just get your arm in there. I think it's mostly not because you want to get the good shot. I just don't want my arm to fall off when I'm holding the microphone for too long.
You're resting on Julian's head.
I've done that. I've done things like that before. Yeah, absolutely.
He's such a gentle giant. You know, he's allowed to. Darnay's got, you know, he's a basketball guy, so he boxes people out.
Yep.
You know, he really has a presence to him when he's in the clubhouse.
Well, Ben, did you ever tell the elevator story?
No, go ahead.
Oh.
You don't know the elevator story?
No, I've never heard it.
So this was, I think, in 2021. And leaving a Padres game, Ben and I leave at the same time. So we get into an elevator, and it's one where there's like there's staff, there's fans, a little bit of everybody. And Ben and I walk in, and this guy lights up. He's like, Ben Higgins, oh my goodness, Ben Higgins, I watch you every night, bro. I listen to you every morning, bro. Ben Higgins, I can't believe it. This guy's a legend. Oh my gosh. I could have been anybody. He had
a leper.
Zero clue. Ben's got the biggest blank eating grin.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
He knows the situation, and this happens all the time where you'll be with another sports guy. Somebody says, hey, I watch you, blah, blah, blah. It's usually like a passing comment. This guy was like effusive and over the top in his excitement about, you'd think like Manny Machado and Tatis just walked in the elevator and like gave them a signed jersey off their back. And Ben, I think we got off the elevator. Ben, big smile, said, I can't wait to tell that story.
I didn't tell it. I don't need to boast and, you know,
brag,
toot my own horn.
Darnay, that happened to me just the other day from Polly. Did Polly let you know this story? Down on the field at Petco, I told Ben this, or Woods this story. Down on the field at Petco Park, we're all sitting there before the game, right?
Oh,
we're enjoying it. We're chit-chatting in our little groups. And all of a sudden, I see Polly from afar. I've clocked him, right? And go, okay, here's Polly. I'm gonna get him with a good kind of dap up and say what's up. Really going to be my moment here to say what's up to Polly. And he's running by. He's walking by. And I go, what's up, Polly? And I kind of go out for the dap up. Right by me. He had a hand out. Blows right by me. Daps up Tony Gwynn Jr. behind me. And that was when I was like, man, one day I got to get famous enough, as famous as Ben Higgins, so I don't get ignored by Paul Ryan, though. That's my key in life.
You big-time Jake.
You big league. Come on.
You know what? Tony Gwynn had he hit more home runs in the big leagues than you did.
That's true. That's true.
No, I remember it vividly. I was walking right past Jake, but I had already kind of extended my arm for the bro hug with Tony because Jake didn't see Tony behind him. He didn't know that me and Tony had already made eye contact. I'd already committed, and then that's when Jake reached out. I was like, oh no, what do I do here? Do I bail on Tony or do I blow off Jake?
He blew off Jake. Yeah.
It was a smart move. Stick with the roots. Yeah.
Gentlemen, so obviously a huge, huge weekend. We're all kind of making our plans on what we're doing and how to watch. And so tell everybody what you guys have. Start with Julian. We'll go down the line. Julian, where are you going to be this weekend? Are you actually going into the belly of the beast up to Dodger Stadium? Kind of give us what your plans are and where everybody can see you this weekend.
All right, so I'm staying back. I'm anchoring. We're sending our Frank Jefferson up there Saturday and Sunday. I'll be up to LA for game five if necessary. I don't think it's going to be necessary personally, but you know, I might be a little biased on that one.
Go ahead, Darnay.
I'll be back in the shop like Julian, so NBC7 Saturday and Sunday. Derek Togerson, Todd Strain will be making the trip for us this weekend, but really excited. I mean, can't wait.
All right, Jake Garriani with the fake silent
look
G
at,
and
look
N.
At you, baby. There was a
store in Dallas called Garriani Menswear, and I'm going to tell you right now, it was the worst place of all time. Just so you know, it was one of the worst. I think Deion Sanders used to shop there when he lived there. That's his dad's store. Yeah, no, it was spelled different, but that's what it reminds me of. So where will we see you this weekend?
Shoe fits, baby. That sounds like it fits me well.
That's
fair. I'll be back with the other two for the weekend, and then we'll do the two here at Petco Park. We'll be live there all day, and then back up for a game five, as Julian mentioned. But let's hope it's not necessary, man.
All right, I don't think people understand. You guys know, especially when you leave town and are trying to do a television remote, the logistical challenges of getting those set up and hooked up and. Being like in a parking lot of an opposing team, like I had to do the black hole in Oakland for a Chargers Raiders game out there.
Sweet little Ben, dude.
It's dicey when you're on television and people are drinking and you got the lights set up. There are some very dicey situations. Does anyone have like a memorable live shot that they want to show? Jake seems to have one.
Ben got run over by a car.
That's true.
I've seen Ben get hit by the car. Julian and I probably have this similar story from I'll start this, Julian, and then I'll hand it off to you. But Julian and I were in Philadelphia for the NLCS in 22, right? And we decided it'd be a fantastic idea to do our live shot just before the game outside of the bank, which is just all of the Phillies fans going crazy the entire time. And so it's like when you turn the light on out there, just like zombies start coming over to the live shot. And so I'm in the middle of my live shot and some guy is screaming and he's calling me an a-hole and he's like, hey, a-hole, a-hole, a-hole. And the fans are just starting to scream up towards the mic. And then I don't know what I'm allowed to get away with on the stream, but there was a guy who started doing a very unruly gesture behind me in the middle of my live shot, if you will.
Hawk to him, maybe. Yep.
Something like that. Right. And then the fans kind of just swarm and take over the shot. And it was just the most aggressive crowd I've ever been in. And some guy like is screaming into the mic. And I eventually, at the end of the shot, I go, what gives, man? Why you gotta be like that? And he ends up being the nicest dude in the world. He would later take Julian out for beers and Philly cheesesteaks. I'm still friends with this dude to this day. I'm still really good friends with this guy. And it was Philly in a nutshell, man. This guy was like just treating us like garbage. And then the nicest dude in the world takes us out. And then I'll let you take over, Julian, because I know you guys.
Honestly, it was like an unbelievable experience. Like Citizens Bank Park was just like a hornet's nest. I mean, in between pitches, everything else. Like these guys live and breathe, the Phillies. That being said, I got written up for my horror story, so I won't go too much into detail on what happened, but it was an epic trip, to say the least, and I had a live shot right in front of the ballpark, and a young Phillies fan flipped me the bird, right? And he had this little smile on his face. I'll show you guys the photo of it sometime when we're all together.
Please do.
So we get bounced from Philly, obviously, and you know people are screaming in your ear, everything else. Like it's just a raucous live shot. So I think it's smart to go to Twitter with this photo of this little kid.
Oh, no.
And the bird. And I go, thanks for the memories, Philly. Not thinking.
Brilliant
that,
tweet,
like,
by the way.
Barstool picked it up and like all these other public. The New York Post wrote about it.
Oh, my God.
How insensitive I was towards.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, thanks a lot for giving Adam Klug the idea that you can actually write people up for stuff that you put on Twitter, because I'm probably not going to make it through the weekend. We are out of time, gentlemen. You guys crushed it.
That was
so much fun.
That was fun. That's actually really, really fun.
Let's not wait so long to do it again. And listen, if they keep winning, we got to do it for the next series. That's how it goes. Sorry.
All right. And just to remind everybody, for the best coverage in town, ABC 10 News.
Hey, before we let you guys go, keep crushing it. You guys are awesome at what you do.
Thank you.
And all of San Diego is appreciative of you guys.
I appreciate
honestly,
you guys.
Great work, you guys.
That was awesome.
Thanks,
great
guys,
seeing
man.
You guys.
Good to see, good to see all of
Thank you.
Julian, Darnay, and Jake.
I love that.
They are all truly, really great guys.
Gentlemen.
And good at what they do as well. And that was actually a lot of fun.
That was a friggin' blast,
to set
man.
That up. Our Ben and Woods TV caster roundtable.
Now I'm panicked because the three of us are going to Philly next year.
Oh, yeah.
For a game.
Oh,
we're going to get
who
killed.
Knows, maybe in a week or two as well.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're back with Jordan Schusterman, Sesame's Family Barbecue, next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.